弟兄姐妹早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters in Christ.
也欢迎在线上在三楼跟我们一起在敬拜的这些的人。
We welcome all of you who's worshiping with us today, both on level 3 and level 4.
今天我们在一起来庆祝我们教会62周年庆。
Today we celebrate QBC 62nd anniversary.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
圣灵，我求你在我们当中自由的运行。
Holy Spirit, freely move among us.
因为我们需要复兴。
We need revival.
我们需要你。
We need you.
让我们再次看到基督被高举。
Let us see Jesus lifted up.
天父，你得到一切的荣耀。
Father, get all the glory.
奉耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
在1921年的时候，有一对从瑞典去非洲的这个宣教士，叫 David 和 Sphere Flood。
In 1921, David and Sphere Flood went from Sweden to Africa.
他们带着他们幼小的孩子。
They brought a young child.
后来经过祷告以后呢？
And after much prayer,
他们跟另外一对夫妇叫 Erickson.
They went with another missionary couple called the Ericksons.
决定到一个偏僻的村庄去传福音。
Went to a remote village to share the gospel.
可是那村庄的人心里非常刚硬。
But the hearts of the villagers were hard.
特别是那个村长。
Especially the village chief.
不让他们住在那个村里。
They did not allow them to enter the village.
所以他们只好搬到那个村，离村大概两里以外的地方，自己建一个茅屋住在那边。
So the couples opted to build their own mud huts half a mile up the slope.
村长也不让任何的人去跟他们接触。
The village chief forbade anyone from coming into contact with these missionary couples.
除了一个小孩。
Except for a little boy.
他每个星期两次。
He was allowed to visit them twice a week.
都带着鸡和鸡蛋去卖给他们。
To sell them eggs and chickens.
而那宣教士他作为他的妻子。
And the wife of one of these missionary couples.
他说：“既然我只能跟这个小孩接触。
”She decided that if this is the only African I can talk to.
那我要把福音传给他。
I will share the gospel with him.
而最后他也成功了。
And she succeeded.
可是后来他们一个一个得了这个疟疾。
Meanwhile, malaria struck one member of the team after another.
之后那个 Erickson 他们决定搬回他们非洲的这个总部。
In time, the Ericksons decided to return to the central mission station.
就留下这个 David 和 Sphere Flood 和他们的孩子。
They left David and Sphere Flood and their child.
这时他的妻子又发现他已经怀孕了。
Then Sphere Flood found herself pregnant.
后来他就产下了一个女婴叫 Anna。
She gave birth to a little girl called Ina.
可是因为她的身体已经很虚弱。
Her body was weak.
大概17天以后，她就过世了。
17 days after Ina was born, she died.
而那宣教士 David Sphere 没有办法承受这打击。
At that moment, something inside David Flood snapped.
他挖了一个坑。
He dug a crude grave.
把自己27岁的妻子埋在当中。
Buried his own 27-year-old wife.
上面钉了一个白色的十字架。
And hung a white cross on the grave.
上面写着他妻子的名字。
And it is written Sphere Flood.
他带着两个孩子回到他们的非洲总部。
He carried his two children back to the central mission station.
然后把女婴呢交给那对 Erickson 那对夫妇。
And gave baby Ina to the other missionary couple, the Ericksons.
他说我没有办法照顾她。
I obviously cannot take care of this baby.
神夺去了我一生的一切。
God has ruined my life.
我不能在这里服侍他。
I can no longer serve him.
所以他带着儿子离开了。
He took his son and left.
而之后呢，那个 Erickson 他们也得了病。
A while later, the Ericksons also had a mysterious illness.
而后来两个也过世了。
And they passed away.
而这婴孩呢，就交给一个美国的宣教士。
Baby Ina was handed over to a missionary couple.
那你说这个故事凄不凄惨？
This is a tragic story.
一个满腔热血的一对夫妇。
A couple full of passion for the Lord.
到非洲去做宣教士。
Went to Africa to be a missionary couple.
可是最后却带着个破碎的心离开。
But left with broken hearts.
不只是这样子。
And it's not just that.
后来他回到这个瑞典的时候。
When he returned to Sweden.
他再次结婚有了孩子。
He remarried and had other children.
可是他不允许他们提到有关神或宗教的任何事。
But he never allowed them to talk of Jesus, God or religion.
然后每一天酗酒。
And he was a drunkard.
变成一个充满愤怒的酒鬼。
He was filled with anger.
跟家庭的关系也非常破裂。
He had broken relationships with his family members.
当我们面对这些困境挑战的时候，
When we face challenges and trials,
我们会怎么回应呢？
How do we respond?
或者是在你婚姻的挑战，你事业的挑战，
It could be challenges in your marriages, in your careers,
或者是你家人的得病，
Or perhaps a family member is sick,
我们要怎么样的有这个盼望的等候？
How do we wait in hope?
特别今天我们讲到在教会的周年庆，
Today we're talking about QBC's anniversary,
我们整个的教会
The whole church
面临挑战的时候
faced challenges.
我们会怎么反应？
And if that is the case, how do we respond?
所以今天我们从耶利米哀歌第三章
Today we look at our text from Lamentations chapter 3,
21到27节
verses 21 to 27.
其实你今天走进这个走大电梯的时候
as you walk into the building and took the lift today,
不知道有没有看到一个牌碑上面有一个经文？
You will have seen the verse on the plaque at the lift lobby.
这个经文就是从耶利米哀书第三章来的。
This verse is taken from Lamentations 3.
所以第三章二十一到二十七节。
Verses 21 to 27.
我们才看到在黑暗中的时候，我们要怎么的回应
？And we see how we respond to God in dark times.
首先，诗人让我们看到我们要记得。
First, we remember.
记得什么
？What do we remember?
记得我们的过去。
We remember our past.
记得过去来做什么
？And we remember our past for what purpose?
第二，我们要回顾。
We recall.
回顾神的信实
We recall God's faithfulness.
然后我们要立志
And we resolve.
立志面对将来
Resolve to face the future.
立志有盼望的去面对将来
Resolve to wait in hope.
所以我们记得
So we remember.
我们回顾
Recall.
我们立志
And resolve.
我们来看耶利米哀歌第三章
Let's look at Lamentations chapter 3.
记得过去
We remember the past.
他说回忆起我的困苦漂流，就像在苦井和毒草。每逢我的心想起往事，我的心就消沉。
It says, "Remember my affliction and my wandering, the wormwood and bitterness. Surely my soul remembers and is bowed down within me."
这里重复的就是回顾。
It says, "Remember."
要记得。
We remember.
那他记得什么
？What do we remember？
你知道这个耶利米哀歌是在公元前五八六年之后写成的。
Lamentations was written before the fall of Jerusalem。
是之后，就是耶路撒冷沦陷之后写成的。
It was written after the siege and fall of Jerusalem。
作者目睹了整个的耶路撒冷和犹大国被毁灭。
The author witnessed the catastrophic event。
他就写了这个哀歌。
And wrote Lamentations。
这哀歌一共有五章。
The book of Lamentations is a book with five different laments.
第一、第二、第四、第五的都是在哀悼。
The first, the second, the fourth, and the fifth are books of laments or elegies.
中间的那个就是第三章。
And the middle lament, Lamentations chapter 3,
却是盼望的。
Is one of hope.
那个也是整本书的核心概念。
It is the core book of the whole entire Lamentation.
也是今天我们要看的经文。
And it is the focus of our sermon today.
而每一章呢，只有二十二节，除了一个例外。
Each chapter, except for one, has 22 verses.
为什么二十二节呢
？Why 22?
因为希伯来文的字母有二十二个。
The Hebrew alphabet has 22 letters.
所以每一节都是一个新的字母开始。
So each verse begins with a new letter in the alphabet.
就很像讲到 A to Z， 或者希伯来是 Aleph to Toph。
In English, it will be A to Z, and in Hebrew, it will be Aleph to Tau.
就是当诗人写这个哀歌的时候。
So when the prophet is writing the book of Lamentations,
他不单单只是在抒发他的情感。
It's not just an emotional outburst.
他是思想了。
It is a thought-provoking and it is a deliberate process.
经过了这个神学的反思。
That after much reflection,
他才写成这个哀歌。
He wrote the book of Lamentations.
我们看到在圣经中。
And we see in the Bible,
他没有避免苦难这个问题。
It does not avoid the topic of suffering.
他没有说你相信了神你就没有苦难。
The Bible doesn't say that believers will not suffer.
而是当我们苦难中我们要怎么回应。
But to acknowledge that suffering is a reality and therefore how do we respond to it?
甚至有几本书单单就是讲到苦难。
There are various books in the Bible talking about suffering.
就像哀歌还有这个约伯记。
Lamentations is one and the book of Job is another.
他们当中什么分别呢？
What is the difference?
那约伯记讲的苦难是个人的。
The book of Job deals with personal suffering.
可是这个哀歌讲苦难的时候是整个国家的。
But Lamentations deal with the problem of national suffering.
约伯经过苦难。
Job went through suffering.
他是无辜的。
And it was undeserved.
可是这个犹大国却是罪有应得。
But Jerusalem well deserved her desolation.
所以今天他说我要回顾。
So it says we remember.
他说那边我们的苦难漂流。
Remember my affliction and wandering.
是记得当年他们出埃及的时候。
That's a reference to God bringing them out of Egypt.
回顾他们的经历。
To remember their past experiences.
他讲他感到消沉。
And he felt down, bowed down.
所以当我们经历苦难的时候。
So when we experience trials.
我们也要记得过去。
We also want to remember our past.
今天你没有盼望。
Today, if you do not have hope,
但是你想起以前神怎么带领你
but you remember what God has brought you through.
不但是你个人
it's not just your personal experiences.
在弟兄姐妹的生命中
but also in the experiences of brothers and sisters.
在教会的生命中
and as a church.
我们怎么回应呢
how do we respond?
因为我们看到神的带领
because we have seen the Lord's leading.
所以我相信我们看过这些的照片
Many of us have seen these pictures before.
是从我们60周年的这个展览当中取出来
These were taken from our 60th anniversary gallery.
当然这些其实也是这幻灯都是我太太做的我把它偷过来
And these slides were done by my wife.
我们其实教会是1950年代开始
QBC started in the 1950s.
开始的时候就是对社区的这个负担
And since then, QBC has a heart for the community.
要在这社区当中传扬基督的名
To share and spread the name of Jesus within our community.
而神也兴起了许多的这个宣教士和牧者到我们当中
And there were many pastors and missionaries in QBC.
特别我们是1962年正式成立
1962 was the year we were officially instituted.
所以今年24年是我们62周年。
So today, 2024 is our 62nd anniversary.
然后在70年代我们也开始了我们的新的中文崇拜还有一个职堂。
In 1970s, we continued to grow with a second Chinese service and also planted a new church.
而在当中我们也面对了不同的挑战。
And in the process, challenges started to arise.
80年代我们又有一个职堂还有一个新的这个菲律宾的这个聚会。
In the 1980s, we planted a second church and we started a new Filipino service.
然后到了90年代。
In 1990s.
这是我们常提到的那个主要的危机。
This was a turbulent time that we often talk about.
当教会差不多要分裂的时候。
The church almost split.
而问题就是在这灵恩的运动。
And the issue was about the Holy Spirit, the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
我们第一位主任牧师这个谢牧师的书中
Our first senior pastor, Reverend Joseph Sia, wrote a book.
当中他提到教会的问题
And in that book, he described the crisis of the church.
他说当时人一直在相比
At that time, people were comparing with each other.
看谁有更多的这个能力，更多的恩赐
Judging who had more spiritual gifts.
而且你怎么知道一个人讲道有恩赐呢
And how do you know if a preacher was gifted by God?
是在回应的是有多少人来到前面流泪祷告
It would be the response of the altar call, the number of people who came forward.
而回应的时间长过讲道的时间
The time spent for ministry was longer than the time spent on the sermon.
圣经被忽略
The Bible was neglected.
经历被高举
Experiences were exalted.
请问经历重要吗
Are experiences important to us?
圣灵的同工重要吗
Is the work of the Holy Spirit important?
当然重要
Of course it is.
因为它是真实的
Because it is real.
可是我们不可以离开神的话语
But we cannot depart from the word of God.
因为神的话是谁启示的呢
Who inspired the word of God?
圣灵
The Holy Spirit.
所以圣灵的作为一定不会与神的话语有冲突。
So the works of the Holy Spirit will never contradict the word of God.
就如路易斯曾经说。
So Pastor wrote.
这个 C.S. Lewis 他这么说。
C.S. Lewis wrote.
他说为什么我们需要神的话需要明白神学
Why do we need to understand both the Bible and have experiences?
难道经历不重要吗
Are experiences not enough?
他说经历重要
They are important
但就如你站在一个沙滩上看着太平洋
But without the word it's like standing on the beach facing the Pacific Ocean
风迎面而来
The waves are real
你听到那些声音
You hear the wind
是非常真实的
They are all real
但是当你没有一个地图的时候
but when you do not have a map
你没有办法渡过这个海洋。
You can never cross the ocean.
你看这个地图。
You can only look at the map.
没有什么感觉。
You don't feel anything.
可是它却很重要。
But it is important.
同样的，当我们只有这种圣灵的经历。
In the same way, when we only have the experiences of the Holy Spirit.
但是我们没有神的话语。
And we do not have the word of God.
弟兄姐妹，我们就无法成长。
Then we fail to grow.
我们无法成熟。
We fail to mature.
我们无法成器。
And we fail to bear fruit.
而谢牧师他继续的说
，Reverend Joseph Siah continues to write，
就是当时有一些的传道人
，There were some pastors
说其他的传道人身上有这些魔鬼附身
，saying that other staff members were demonized，
需要驱魔
，and needed spiritual deliverance。
所以在他书中他写道
，He wrote，
当时教会似乎非常属灵
，On the surface the church appeared very spiritual，
敬拜人数倍增。
Attendance doubled in numbers.
许多人流泪悔改。
Many people repented in tears.
但是很多人都在很多的这个愤怒争吵。
But there was a cauldron of pretense, confrontation,
分裂
divisions,
骄傲
strife and pride.
所以我们要回想。
So we remember.
我们回想过去发生的事情。
We remember our past experiences.
但弟兄姐妹，我们不是只是回想那种感觉。
My brothers and sisters, it's not just to remember to feel good or feel bad.
诗人说他回想了，他怎么样呢
？What happens after we remember our past?
他想他沮丧。
He felt bowed down.
当你想到自己的感受、自己的经历的时候
，When you think only about your own experiences,
我们感到沮丧，没有盼望。
We feel hopeless.
所以 Elizabeth Elliot 他曾经说
，Elizabeth Elliot says,
他说如果你沉浸在自己对事情的感受中。而不是沉浸在上帝的信实、慈爱和怜悯中。
If you dwell on your own feelings about things rather than dwelling on the faithfulness, the love and mercy of God,
那么你很可能会度过可怕、恐怖、不好、非常糟糕的一天。
Then you are likely to have a terrible, horrible, no good, very, very bad day.
我们的感觉转瞬即逝，我们一刻也无法依赖他们。
Our feelings are very fleeting and ephemeral, aren't they? We can't depend on them for 5 minutes at a time.
但深知上帝的爱、忠诚和仁慈总是安全的。
But dwelling on the love, faithfulness, and mercy of God is always safe.
他说你回想的时候只想到自己的经历和感受。
If you only think about your own experiences and how you felt,
那是不可靠的。
We cannot rely on that.
那我们要思想什么呢
？So what do we dwell on then?
神的信实。
On God's faithfulness.
所以第二，诗人说要回顾神的信实。
So second, the prophet tells us to recall God's faithfulness.
他说：“但我的心一想起下面这件事，我就有指望。耶和华的慈爱永不断绝，他的怜悯永不窒息。每天早晨都是信实的。”都是新的，你的信实多么广大。
This I recall to my mind, therefore I have hope. The Lord's loving kindnesses indeed never cease, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness.
上文他说他回想过去。
It says, this I recall to my mind.
这里的动词是他回想，他是去回想什么呢
？This he recalled to his mind. What did he recall?
什么要给他盼望呢
？What gave him hope？
他说：“神的慈爱。
”The Lord's loving kindness。
这个字 chesed。
The word for great love is chesed。
就是神立约的爱。
It carries the idea of covenantal love。
神不变的爱。
His loyal love。
那请问他们在这个境况底下
？In this situation。
他们国家被毁灭了。
When the country was abolished,
他们怎么看到神立约的爱呢
？How could they witness God's faithfulness？
你知道，当神跟以色列人立约的时候
，When God made His covenant with Israel，
在申命记28-30章
，In Deuteronomy 28-30，
讲得很清楚。
He said，
他们当如果以色列人不遵守神的话，他们就会受咒诅。
If they disobeyed, they would be punished and cursed。
可是当他们顺服的话，神会救赎他们。
But if they obeyed, God would save them.
所以当现在他们看到周围这些的战争破裂的时候
，So when they look at the desolation around them,
他知道这是神的审判。
They know that this is God's judgment.
这是神的信实。
This is God's faithfulness.
因为神按照他所立的约说，这些审判会临到你们。
Because it was because of God's covenant that He instituted this judgment on Israel.
但相反的，
on the contrary,
这也意味着当他们悔改顺服神，
this also meant that if they turn back to God,
神会拯救，
God will save them.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们怎么看待我们自己的人生面临的挑战呢？
So brothers and sisters, how do we view our challenges today?
我们神是一个立约的神，
our God is a covenantal God.
在新约当中，
in the New Testament,
借着耶稣基督，
Through the blood, through Jesus Christ,
我们成为神的儿女。
We have become children of God.
这个爱是不变的爱。
And this love is unchanging.
神说万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
And all things work together for good for those to those who love Him.
益处是什么呢？
What does that mean?
不是我们能够风平浪静。
It does not mean that our life is smooth sailing.
而经文说我们可以更像耶稣基督。
But the Bible says we will be transformed into Christ likeness.
可是我面临今天的黑暗，没有盼望。
So facing the darkness and hopelessness.
他说每早晨都是新的。
It says your mercies, your compassions are new every morning.
每一早晨我们看到太阳的升起。
Every morning we see the sunrise.
你知道这是一个机会。
This is an opportunity.
一个翻新的机会。
An opportunity to restart afresh.
你想想过去发生的事情。
Think about the past.
我们也没有办法去改变。
We cannot change the past.
我们没有办法去回去改正以前的事情。
We cannot erase our mistakes of the past.
可是我们可以重新从神的角度去看待。
But we can look at it from a fresh perspective that God gives us.
昨天你做的事，你感到后悔。
We have regrets from yesterday.
你做的事感到羞耻。
Mistakes and humiliation.
你觉得你让神让别人对让自己失望了。
And you feel that you have disappointed God and others.
可是重要的是今天。
But what is important is what happens today.
今天我们有盼望。
How do we respond today? We have hope.
今天是新的一天。
Today is a new day.
当一件事情发生。
When something happens.
我们其实只有两个选择。
We only have two options really.
一，我们可以感到很苦读。
One, we feel isolated.
转离神走自己的路。
And we turn away from God and we walk our own path.
可是你还是要去面对的。
But we also have to face reality.
或者我们是牵着神的手。
On the other hand, we can walk with Christ.
跟着他度过。
And we follow him.
而我们的选择是什么？
What is our choice today?
所以诗人说他的信实何其广大。
Great is your faithfulness.
神的信实不在于我们的这个回应。
God's faithfulness does not depend on our response.
信实是在于他的本性，他的属性。
His faithfulness is his character, who he is.
我们怎么看到神的信实？
How do we see God's faithfulness?
最终就是在十字架上。
It is seen on the cross.
耶稣的死和复活。
The death and resurrection of Jesus Christ.
给我们这个盼望。
Gives us hope today.
弟兄姐妹，我们经历神的信实。
Brothers and sisters, we experience the faithfulness of God.
我们也必须有一个信心的回应。
And we need to respond in faith.
我们也必须要坚持。
And we need to persevere in faith.
诗人他哀哭。
Lamentations, in Lamentations, the prophet lamented.
他们整整等了七十年。
And they waited for 70 years.
亚伯拉罕回应神。
Abraham responded to God.
他等了25年才看到神的应许。
He waited for 25 years before the promised son came.
雅各书说。
It says in Exodus,
the book of James, 雅各书，他说，当你他说你相信神。
In James, it says when we believe in God.
那很好。
That's good.
但你知道魔鬼也相信神。
But do you know even Satan believes in God?
那请问魔鬼得救吗？
Now is Satan saved?
当然不是。
Of course not.
所以他的意思是说，我们不仅仅相信，不仅仅只是我们头脑的知识或同意。
So what it's saying is that it's not just a faith or belief in our cognition.
我们生命要回应。
But our lives must be in response.
当我们愿意回应。
And when we live in response to God,
我们看到神的信实。
We see God's faithfulness.
所以在我们教会黑暗的时期。
In the dark times of QBC,
我们就看到了这个后来我们的第一任的主任牧师。
In the 1990s, we see our first senior pastor.
他带领我们的领袖们。
Leading all the leaders together,
每一星期的查经,
to read the Bible,
来了解这个灵恩的问题,
to understand the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们就写了那本蓝色的书,
so we have a blue book in QBC.
而开始的时候, 从那里开始我们就走教会合一的道路,
and from then QBC values unity.
而我们看到当教会改变的时候,
and as we started to rebuild unity,
就有健全的教会, 健全的牧者,
we have healthy pastors and a renewed building.
神也为我们开路。
And as a result of this, God opened the path for us.
许多的这个社区的工作,
QVC became a blessing to others in the community.
之前我们想做。
In the past, we wanted to bless our community.
但是那个门没有打开。
But the doors were closed.
可是神渐渐的带领。
Gradually, as the Lord led us,
给我们这些机会。
He opened the doors for us.
然后就到了这个我们第二任的主任牧师林志伟牧师。
Our second senior pastor is Reverend Peter Lin.
他把五十多位的领袖带去一个退休会。
He led 52 leaders for a church for a retreat.
一起祷告，一起寻求神的面。
They prayed and sought the face of the Lord.
所以得到我们今天的这个教会意象。
This process birthed our current church vision today.
就是要成为一个圣灵充满、火热祷告的教会。
To be a spirit-filled, fervently praying church.
致力培育跨时代的门徒与仆人领袖。
Raising generations of disciples and servant leaders.
来为基督影响我们身处的社区与更广的群体。
Impacting our community and beyond for Christ.
你有没有想到为什么神给我们这样的意象？
Why did God give us this vision?
我想在我们挑战的时候，
In our dark times.
就是因为领袖们迫切的祷告。
The leaders prayed desperately.
我们才神才修复我们的教会的这个问题。
And God healed us and restored us.
所以我们看到祷告的重要。
And we see the importance of prayer.
在那危机的时候，一代的年轻人离开了教会。
During the time of crisis, a group of young people left the church.
所以我们看到教会要盼望，我们必须培育下一代。
So for the church to have hope for the future, we need to raise the next generation.
更重要的，我们 QVC 的 DNA。
More importantly, in the DNA of our church,
都是对社区的负有负担。
We have the heart for the community.
所以产生第三个这个部分意向的第三部分。
So we have the third part of our vision.
所以在当中有一位执事在分享。
One of the deaconesses was sharing.
他说他参加了这个那个祷那时候那个退休会。
She reminisced the time the leaders spent at the retreat.
他说每一天他们在祷告，把这个意象写下来。
And as they prayed and as they distilled the vision,
神一直在更新他们对意象的理解。
God kept on distilling and distilling their process.
最后意象诞生的时候
，until the birth of this new vision,
是所有的人意想不到的。
The result was nothing like what anyone had in mind.
可是他们都经历到神的同在
，and they experienced the presence of God.
然后有了新的意象
，with a new vision.
当时候那些领袖们也已经开始建了这个新的建筑。
The leaders had also started the rebuilding process.
就是为了我们的下一代。
And this rebuilding process is to build a church for the next generation.
为了影响社区。
And to impact the community.
所以弟兄姐妹，当我们等候神。
So brothers and sisters, when we wait upon the Lord.
我们仍然要有使命。
We continue to have a mission.
只要我们凭信心踏出，我们凭信心踏出信心的一步回应神。
As long as we step out in faith, in obedience to Christ.
你就能够经历神。
You will be able to experience God.
当他们建这个建筑的时候
，During the rebuilding process，
你们记得我们需要的筹款是多少吗
？Does anyone remember the rebuilding cost？
肯定850万。
It was $8.5 million。
我记得我们已故的这个执事 Irene 姐妹
，The late deaconess Irene Chu，
她分享
，She shared，
她分享在当中的时候所有的这些执事和牧者愿意奉献，立志奉献十个月的薪水。
She shared that deacons and pastors pledged 10 months of their salary.
我常常说感谢主，那时候我不在。
I thank God I was not in the church yet.
其实不是是一个福气。
But of course not, it is a privilege.
不过她分享她那时候很挣扎。
She shared that she struggled.
整个过程也很不容易。
The process was challenging.
可是到了最后，她看到神怎么供应。
But she saw how God provided for her.
她也回顾自己的人生。
And having experienced so much of His goodness in her life.
经历神的信实。
She experienced His faithfulness.
她知道她一生难以回报。
She knows she can never thank Him enough.
然后之后呢，我们需要的这个资金就多出了三十万。三十万，对。
There was a cost overrun of $300,000.
然后她也愿意放弃她的保险单。
And she surrendered her insurance policy.
拿那笔钱奉献给教会。
To give to the church.
上个星期当我们讲到这个约西亚王的时候。
Last week when we talk about Josiah.
我们说当我们愿意为以神的心神的事情神国度的事情为首。
When we're willing to give to God's kingdom.
我们肯定会经历他的信实。
We will experience his faithfulness.
我想当我们愿意 关心神家里的事。
When we are willing to care for the things of God,
我们愿意凭着信心来回应神。
And the house of God, we will respond in faith.
弟兄姐妹，我们就会经历神的信实。
We will see His faithfulness.
所以在楼下我们的牌匾上，我们说那段经文就是。神啊，你的信实极其广大。
So the plaque downstairs declares, "Great is thy faithfulness."
我们记得过去。
We remember the past.
但是不是记得我们的感受。
But not just to remember how we felt.
我们从个救赎的角度回顾过去。
But to recall the past.
看到神的信实。
Recall his faithfulness.
然后我们怎么面对将来呢？
And how do we face the future?
我们怎么面对现在目前这个苦难，这个黑暗呢？
How do we face the darkness and the trials?
我们立志。
We resolve.
立志在盼望中等待。
Resolve to wait in hope.
他说，我的心里说，耶和华是我的业份，所以我必仰望他。
The Lord is my portion, says my soul, therefore I have hope in him.
他说这是我的业份是什么意思？
What does it mean that God is my portion?
当以色列人进迦南地的时候，
when the Israelites were in exile,
他们进去这个应许之地，
and they were entering the promised land.
每一个支派都有地，
every tribe was given a plot of land.
除了亚伦支派，
except the tribe of Aaron,
就是利未支派，
and that would be the Levites.
他对亚伦说，
he told Aaron,
他说你们没有地。
You do not have land,
但耶和华是你的产业。
But the Lord Himself is your inheritance.
弟兄姐妹，今天谁是君尊的祭司呢？
And who are the Levites of today?
我们啊，所有的信徒。
We are the priesthood. We are the believers.
我们的产业不属于这世界。
Our inheritance does not belong to the earth.
耶和华是我们的产业。
The Lord is our inheritance.
所以我们的盼望在哪里？
Where does our hope lie?
你为什么而活？
Why do you live?
你生命的使命是什么？
What is the mission of your life?
为什么诗人能够有这个盼望仰望神？
Why is the prophet able to wait in hope?
因为他知道虽然这个地已经灭了。
Because he knows that even if this land is gone,
但是我的盼望是在永恒中，在上帝的身上。
My hope is in eternity, the eternal God.
他说：“耶和华善待等候他的人，和心里寻求他的人，安静等候耶和华的救恩是多么的美好。”
The Lord is good to those who wait for Him, to the person who seeks Him. It is good that He waits silently for the salvation of the Lord.
然后二十七节以下。
And in verse 27 onwards,
他就是开始讲，其实神是不愿意去审判他们。
It says that the Lord was in fact not willing to afflict Israel.
但是审判他们就是要让他们悔改。
But he brought about this affliction so that they would repent.
所以这里说，当我们等候神，
so as we wait upon the Lord,
我们经历他的救赎，
we experience his salvation.
刚才我们看到的经文。
We saw in the passage,
说神的慈爱是永恒的。
That God's faithfulness and mercy is never failed.
是出于埃出埃及记三十二章。
This came from Exodus chapter 32.
当摩西说他要看神的面。
Moses said he was going to look at the face of God.
所以说你不能。
God said you cannot look at my face.
你只能看我的背影。
And you can only look at the back.
所以当神走过他的时候。
So as the Lord passed him.
神就宣称。
God declared.
说耶和华的慈爱是永恒的。
That the compassions of the Lord never fail.
而在新约圣经中。
And in the New Testament.
新约是讲到谁是这个、彰显神的信实和真理呢？
Who demonstrates the grace and truth of God?
他说是耶稣基督。道成了肉身，住在我们中间，满有恩典和真理。我们见过他的荣光，正是从父而来的独生子的荣光。
It points to Jesus, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we saw his glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth.
所以这充满慈爱和、信实。
So being full of grace and truth.
其实我们就是在耶稣基督的身上看到。
Points ultimately to the person of Jesus Christ.
因此我们可以在盼望中等待。
Therefore we can resolve to wait in hope.
当我们回顾教会历史。
As I recall the history of the church.
或者是我们 QBC 的这个历史。
And the history of QBC.
当然到了第三个主任牧师就是我了。
And the third senior pastor will be myself.
在2020年呢。
In the 2020s.
其实19年的时候。
In 2019.
我们教会 当然我以为说啊，教会现在是状态都很好。
I thought that the church was in a great condition.
可是呢，只有六个月的蜜月期哦。
But 6 months of honeymoon.
因为之后就是这个疫情。
I experienced the global COVID-19
我们没有人会想到的。
No one expected that.
可是我们看到，因为我们前人所放下的的流泪的祷告。
But we have seen the prayers sowed in tears.Of those who have gone before us.
因为我们教会的文化意向和合一。
And we know our church culture, our vision, and our core values.
当我们面对这个危机的时候。
So when we face the global crisis.
我们可以很镇定。
We were steadfast.
我们很快的可以转变过来。
We were able to pivot quickly.
我们上线。
And we went online for our worship services.
回应社区的需要。
And we responded to the needs of our community.
首先是一些客工每天晚上去跟他们拿食物送给那些送去那些宿舍。
And we gave food to the migrant workers living in dormitories.
那些的弟兄义不容辞的回应。
And we saw their response.
我们的教会也变成一个庇护所。
The church premises was used as a shelter for the homeless.
而当中很多的流浪汉或者没有地方住的人可以有一个安全的地方住。
Many of those who were homeless were able to stay in our church premises.
而我跟你分享过一个这个社工啊发给我们的邮件。
And I shared with you a testimony from a social worker.
他说他认识了这个杨先生。
He knew Brother Yo.
之前他的人是很多的苦读生命很多的破碎。
He was isolated, he was a broken man.
在疫情的时候他推荐他来住在我们的庇护所。
During the pandemic, the social worker recommended him to stay in QBC.
他说疫情之后当我碰到杨先生的时候。
After the pandemic, I met Mr. Yeo again.
他是完全更新的一个人。
He was a completely transformed man.
他有充满着喜乐和平安。
He was filled with joy and peace.
我问他为什么。
I asked him, why is that so?
他说因为他住在这里的时候。
Because when he lived in QBC,
他经历那些弟兄的姐妹的爱。
He experienced the love of the brothers and sisters here.
他听到了福音。
He heard the gospel.
他悔改认识了主。
He repented and he accepted Jesus Christ.
所以那社工在邮件里面写。
So the social worker wrote in the email.
他说我为这你们教会的服事感恩。
I give thanks for the service of QBC.
你们继续的再接再厉。
Press on.
当然我们也看到神的供应。
And we also see God's provision.
在疫情开始的时候。
At the start of the pandemic,
我们也担心说我们的奉献会怎么样。
We were worried about the tithes and offering in the church.
其实这六十多年来，我们教会很少有盈余。
Because in the past 60 years of QBC's history, we rarely had surplus.
有时就是多数时候是刚刚好。
Often we just met what we needed for our expenditure.
而我记得19年，其实我们还有一点的，其实有一些的这个次数。
I remember in 2019 there was a shortfall.
可是这几年来。
In the recent few years,
我们每一年都有盈余。
Every year we witness surpluses in our funds.
甚至我们过去几年拨出了65万去支持别的机构和工作。
In the past years, we have given 650,000 of our surplus funds to bless others.
当然，这是我们弟兄姐妹你们爱心的信心的回应。
This is your giving in love and faithfulness.
但这也是神对我们的信实。
And this is also God's faithfulness.
不但如此，资源不单只是金钱。
And our resources are not just in finances.
当然也是我们的人员。
We also have people.
我们对下为这下一代祷告，我要他们回应神。
We give thanks to the young people who have responded to the call of God.
在去年几十年，过去几十年。
In the past few years.
在那些困境的时候。
In the dark times.
可能我们之前派出去的宣教士啊，就是可能十到二十年前，就是 Pastor David 他们。
We have a few missionaries in the past 20 to 30 years, Pastor David.
可是，在近几年。
But in the recent few years.
神也兴起了许多的年轻的一代。
God is raising up a new generation.
从这个这个佳敏姐妹浩明一家
，We have Elisa and Homan's family。
我们在我们当中的传道人有心仪和威文。
Our homegrown pastors, Pastor Esther, Pastor Isabella。
现在在受装备的建聪和启松人。
And of course, our Caleb and Daryl。
还有明年还有一对夫妇，他们要进入这个。医药的宣教，他们就是建豪和纪文。
And we have Gerald and Carmen who will be entering the field next year in healthcare.
然后当然还有康伟弟兄，他们也是愿意的去受服这个神学的装备。
And Kevin is also being equipped.
所以当我们看到这些的人回应的时候
So as we see this new generation
弟兄姐妹我们不能把它当作理所当然
We cannot take it for granted
这是神的信实
This is God's faithfulness
而你说面对这些的祝福
So as we see God's blessings for us
教会有挑战吗
Does the church have challenges today?
当然有
Of course we do
教会有挑战我们个人有挑战
The church has challenges, and we have our own personal challenges.
我们看到我们教会跟新加坡一样开始的老化。
Just like Singapore, QBC being in Singapore, we have an aging population.
但是我们要怎么去牧养我们这一群的还很年轻、很健康的退休人士
？How do we shepherd those who are retired but are still in the prime of their life?
更重要的，给他们一个使命。
And give them a renewed sense of call.
我们看到我们年轻的一代
We see our young generation,
特别在中文堂的时候
in the Chinese congregation
很多年轻人都不喜欢讲中文
many young people do not speak Chinese or Mandarin
我们要怎么继续呢
How do we continue our Chinese congregation
继续不是重要的我们要怎么给人家使命
It's not just to continue a service but to have a new renewed call
因为教会的存在
Because the existence of the church
不单单只是要人数加增
It's not to increase in numbers
不单单只要奉献加增
It's not to increase in our offerings
我们要活得有使命
But we want to live with a call
这个大使命
the great commission
这个大诫命
And the great commandment
这个大任命
And the great
mandate 所以我们不是为自己而活
And we don't live for ourselves
我们是要回应神
But we want to respond to God
当我们看到我们有从外国来的弟兄姐妹
And we see brothers and sisters from overseas who have joined us
要来到一个新的国家重新开始是很不容易的
To uproot themselves and to plant themselves in a new country
那 QBC 要怎么样成为他们一个属灵的家庭
How do we be a spiritual home for our foreigners
不是单单只是来崇拜参加聚会
It's not just to attend Sunday services
当我们看到我们这么多的年轻人要出去我们要支持
And how do we support our young people going out?
我们有足够的金钱吗
Do we have sufficient funds?
当我们看到我们整个大环境的改变
And we see the landscape being changed
我们要怎么帮这年轻的一代有这对主这个火热的心
How do we keep the fire in the young people going?
不是只是担心物质的事情担心他们将来自己家庭的事情
How do we help them not just focus on their own comforts and their own families
乃是为这使命而活
But to live only for the call of Christ
这是我们的挑战
This is our challenge
但因为我们回顾过去
As we recall our past
因为我们看到神的信实
And we recall his faithfulness
弟兄姐妹我们可以在盼望中等待
We can wait in hope
我们知道神的信实神会带领
God is faithful and he will lead us.
他的意念高过我们的意念，他的道路不是我们的道路。
His ways are higher than our ways and his thoughts are higher than our thoughts.
所以不论我们今天面对的情况是什么。
So it doesn't matter what circumstance you are in now.
我们能够凭着信心回应。
We can respond in faith.
当我们讲，我开始讲的那个故事。
I told you the story in the beginning.
那个小女婴 Anna 被给了一个美国的宣教士。
The baby Ina was given to an American missionary couple.
后来他们把她带回美国。
They brought her back to America.
她在那边成长。
She grew up there.
去读神学。
She attended Bible college.
嫁给一个牧师。
And married a pastor.
在神学院教书。
And they taught in a Christian college.
有一天她在翻开一个杂志。
One day she was flipping through a magazine.
是一个从外国来的宣教杂志。
It was sent from overseas, a religious magazine.
她看到一张照片。
And she saw a photo.
一个白色的十字架上面有她母亲 Sphere Flood 的名字。
It was a grave with a white cross, and on the cross were the words "Sphere Flood," her mother's name.
看到了，她心跳加速。
And when she saw that, her heart raced.
她连忙去找一个能够帮她翻译的人。
She found someone who was able to translate the article.
翻译的人说。
And the person who was able to translate said.
这故事是讲到一对从瑞典去非洲宣教的夫妇。
It talks about a pair of missionaries who went from Sweden to Africa.
然后母亲生了一个女婴。
A baby was born.
后来她过世了。
The young mother died.
她叫 Sphere Flood.
And her name was Sphere Flood.
可是在死之前。
But before she died.
她带了一个小的非洲孩子信主。
She led one little African boy to Christ.
后来那孩子长大了。
That boy grew up.
她说服了村长在村庄都开始一间学校。
And he convinced the village chief to set up a school in the village.
后来他带领所有的孩子信主。
And he brought all the children in the school to Christ.
村民包括村长也信主。
Even the village chief believed in Jesus.
而今天那边有600多个信主的人。
Today there are 600 believers in that village.
他说都是因为这个女子 Sphere Flood.
All because of the sacrifice of Sphere Flood.
当 Anna 读了这个故事以后。
When she read the story.
她也开始流泪。
She teared.
因为她知道她母亲的死亡不是 无畏的。
Because she knew her mother did not die in vain.
她知道她的过去，她成为孤儿也是有神的看顾。
She knew that it was in the Lord's sovereignty that she became an orphan.
因为神的道路高过我们的道路，她的意念高过我们的意念。
Because his thoughts are higher than ours and his ways are better than ours.
但故事还没有结束。
But the story is not over.
在他们结婚25周年的时候。
During her 25th wedding anniversary,
神学院给他们一个礼物。
The college gave them a gift.
就是一个机票到瑞典去找她的父亲。
Air tickets to go to Sweden for her to look for her father.
她找到了她同父异母的兄弟姐妹。
She also reunited with her half-brothers and sisters.
有一个欢乐的欢聚。
It was an emotional one.
当提到她父亲的时候。
Then she brought up the subject of her father.
他们说父亲一个人自己住。
They said he lives alone.
他是一个酒鬼。
He's a drunkard.
跟他们的关系很不好。
And we have severed our ties.
然后他几年前中风了。
He had a stroke.
然后说当你见到父亲的时候。
When you see him.
千万不要提到信仰的事情。
Do not mention the name of God.
好了，其中一个把他带去那父亲的家。
One of them brought her to the father's house.
当艾娜踏进父亲的房间。
When she stepped into the room.
一个很小的房间。
A small room.
地上都是空喝空的酒瓶。
Liquor bottles were strewn everywhere.
她看到一个白发苍苍的男子躺在床上。
She saw her father with white hair lying on the bed.
背对着她。
Back facing her.
她就叫爸爸。
She said, Papa.
那个人慢慢的转回头。
He slowly turned.
她看到艾娜的时候。
He saw Aina.
她就叫她的名。
And he called her.
她说艾娜。
Aina,
当年我是迫不得已才把你放弃的。
I never meant to give you away.
他们就流泪。
They cried.
拥抱。
They hugged.
Aina 就对他说：“爸爸，你放心，神看顾了我。”
Aina said, "It's all right, Papa. God took good care of me."
可是这时候，他父亲的身体就僵硬起来。
His father instantly stiffened.
停止他的眼泪。
His tears stopped.
把身体转过去。
And turned her back. Turned his back.
他说：“神放弃了我们。”
God forgot all of us.
我这一生就是这样，因为上帝。
My life is like this because of him.
可是艾娜就跟他解释。
Aina continued.
告诉他到底发生了什么事。
Telling him the marvelous story of what had happened.
他就心里慢慢的软和下来。
His heart started to soften.
到了最后。
Eventually.
他悔改回到神的面前。
He came back to God.
几个星期后。
A few weeks later.
他过世了。
He passed away.
谁能想他经过50年的这个流浪。
So he wandered for 50 years.
心里的苦毒。
He was lonely.
可是他既然能够悔改回到神的面前。
But he was still able to return to God.
神的道路不是我们的道路，他的意念不是我们的意念。
God's thoughts and God's ways are not ours.
所以我们可以立志的等候，在盼望中等候。
So we can resolve to wait in hope.
但故事还没有结束。
The story is not over.
多年后。
A few years later.
这个 Aina 她参加一个宣教大会。
Aina attended an evangelism conference.
有一个年长的非洲人在分享。
An African was sharing.
说他在他的国家里面有110,000个信徒。
He represented 110 baptized believers. 110,000.
在他的国家福音在如火如荼的在传讲出来。
And he spoke eloquently of the gospel spread in his nation.
而因为他讲这个国家。
And when he was talking about his country,
就是艾娜父母去的国家。
It was where Aina's parents were.
所以之后呢，他上去跟这个人谈。
So Aina could not help but going forward to ask him.
他说：“我不知道你认不认识我的父母 ，David and Sphere Flood.
Have you ever heard of David and Sphere Flood?”
那个人说：“当然。
”Yes.
我就是你母亲带领信主的那位小孩。
I was the boy your mother led to Christ.
两个陌生人流着眼泪在那里拥抱着。
Two strangers hugged and cried.
请问谁会想到这一幕呢？
Who would have thought that this would be possible?
你以为艾娜或者她的母亲会想到吗？
Do you think Aina or her mother could have imagined?
你以为她的父亲或这个年轻人想到吗？
Do you think her father or even this young boy would have imagined this?
没有人。
No one.
但是我们的神却早已想到。
But God had already planned this.
他的意念高过我们的意念，他的道路高过我们的道路。
His ways and his thoughts are higher than ours.
所以弟兄姐妹，
So brothers and sisters,
当我们在庆祝这个62周年庆的时候，
When we celebrate our 62nd anniversary,
不论我们面临的什么情况，
It doesn't matter what situation you are facing now.
每早晨都是新的。
Each morning is a new morning.
神的信实极其广大。
Great is thy faithfulness.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主耶稣，我们再次要感谢你。
Dear Lord, we give thanks to you.
因为你所成就的，你给我们盼望。
Because of what you have accomplished, you have given us hope.
所以我们能够有使命。
So that we can have mission.
所以今天在我们在庆祝这62周年。
So as we celebrate our 62nd anniversary.
我们回顾过去主你的作为。
We remember the past.
但是我们跟向往前面多60年多100年神你在我们当中所要成就的。
But more importantly, we anticipate what you will do among us in 60 years, in 100 years time.
让我们凭着信心回应你。
Help us respond to you in faith.
让你在我们当中再一次彰显你的荣耀。
Manifest your glory among us again.
一切的荣耀都归于你。
All glory goes to you.
祷告奉耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
让我们站立，以这首诗歌来回应上帝的信心。